Welcome to Shaped by Scripture. This month, we'll continue walking together through Scripture, helping you memorize it, understand it, and live it out in practical faith-shaping ways. Here's what we believe. When God's Word takes root, it bears fruit. It reshapes how we think, reorients how we live, and renews how we love. Scripture doesn't just change moments, it changes lives. So wherever you are today, pause for a moment. Take a deep breath. Open your heart to what God wants to say. And let's continue this journey together, allowing our lives to be shaped by Scripture. Personal Application Thursday, August 6th, 2026. And he said to all, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." Luke 9:23. Jesus begins this verse with a broad invitation. If anyone would come after me. These words remind us that the call to discipleship extends to every person who desires to follow Christ. No one is excluded because of age, background, education, or past failures. At the same time, Jesus establishes the conditions of discipleship. He determines what it means to follow him. The disciple does not define the path. Christ does. The verse contains three commands that describe the daily life of every disciple. First, Jesus says, "Let him deny himself." This command calls us to surrender the right to direct our own lives. Every day presents opportunities to choose between our own desires and the will of Christ. Sometimes that decision involves resisting temptation. Other times it involves extending forgiveness, speaking truth with kindness, serving without recognition, or choosing obedience when it carries a personal cost. Self-denial begins with a heart that acknowledges the authority of Jesus over every area of life. Second, Jesus says, "Take up his cross daily." The word "daily" reminds us that discipleship is renewed each morning. Following Christ is not sustained by yesterday's obedience. Each day brings new decisions, new challenges, and new opportunities to trust the Lord. The cross represents faithful obedience, even when that obedience requires sacrifice. Some believers endure rejection because of their faith. Others faithfully care for a sick family member, stand for biblical truth in an unfriendly environment, or persevere through hardship without abandoning their confidence in Christ. Every act of faithful obedience reflects a willingness to carry the cross. Finally, Jesus says, "Follow me." These words direct our attention to a person rather than a destination. Christianity is rooted in a living relationship with Jesus Christ. He teaches us through his word, strengthens us through his spirit, and leads us according to his purposes. As we follow him, our values begin to reflect his values. Our priorities become aligned with his kingdom. Our character increasingly resembles his character. When we observe Luke 9:23 carefully, we discover that Jesus calls us to a pattern of life rather than a single event. When we interpret his words, we recognize that discipleship involves continual surrender, faithful obedience, and personal allegiance to Christ. When we apply this verse, we must ask whether our daily choices reflect the one we claim to follow. Every disciple faces this question: who will direct my life today? The answer is revealed less by our words than by our decisions. Each act of obedience declares that Jesus is Lord. Each choice to trust him strengthens our fellowship with him. Each step taken in faith forms the habits of a fully devoted disciple. Today presents another opportunity to follow Christ. Receive his invitation with joy. Submit your plans to his authority. Trust his wisdom. Walk in obedience. And at the end of the day, your greatest accomplishment will not be measured by what you gained for yourself, but by your faithfulness to the Savior who called you to follow him. Reflection questions. 1. Which of Jesus' three commands line Luke 9:23? Deny yourself, take up your cross daily, or follow me? Most challenges you in this season of life? Why? 2. What specific decision, relationship, habit, or priority do you need to place under Christ's authority as an act of discipleship today? 3. If someone observed the choices you make throughout an ordinary week, what evidence would they see that you are intentionally following Jesus?